there's a psychologist called Oliver James, and he he's written a book called Affluenza. Can I point when I need it changed? Will that do it? And he makes the point that in many Western cultures, we are suffering from mental health issues because we are exposed to a message that is toxic and poisonous to the human soul. And this is making us sad and unhappy. And it is a challenge. What do we do about it? If you check out this next slide, $500 billion every year is being spent on advertising, and advertising's one point and mission in life is to convince you that you are not good enough. You are not beautiful enough, you are not successful enough, you are not powerful enough, you are not worthy enough, and if only you could buy more things, then that would be solved. And so one of the responses to this is that we have now bigger and bigger houses to hold all our stuff that's going to make us happy and successful and beautiful. And if you look at where, you will see the biggest houses in the world. This is new build average size, Australia, United States and New Zealand. And I want you to think back now to those countries that featured heavily on those maps. There were three countries that featured again and again, and that was Australia, New Zealand, and America. 100 years ago, house sizes were small, and now the new build is four times the size. And we're being told that we need this, that this is going to bring satisfaction and fulfillment. Another interesting statistic is car ownership. Apart from some small states like San Marino and Monaco, the highest car ownership countries are New Zealand, Iceland, United States, and Australia. And if you look at statistics of anxiety in the latest studies, the three countries in the world with the highest levels of anxiety are Australia, United States, and New Zealand. These are the countries that have big houses and lots of cars. And this is the dream that we have been told is going to make us happy and bring fulfillment. And yet the reality is quite the opposite. This is what we are promised, that we will be beautiful, that we'll be popular, that people will notice us. We need to have big wardrobes to house all our clothes. But the reality is that we live frenetic, crazy lives, sucked in and duped by a message that if only we had more and better and newer, somehow life would be different and more significant. And the reality is for us here in New Zealand, we live in houses stuffed full of things. It creates anxiety, it creates debt, it creates unhappiness. And here is the world we live in. And of course, the flip side of this is it isn't just our own personal lives that is being ruined by this message. Everything we consume has an impact on the environment. Our goods don't come out of nowhere. They are created with the products of the earth, and that's where they return to. And so while we are being promised this rosy life if only we consumed more, the reality is that our personal lives are being ruined. We are in an epidemic of mental health issues, and our earth is being destroyed to bring it to us. Sociologists say that our consumer lifestyle is the religion of the Western world. And as Christians, we need to claim it as a false religion. It's an idol that has people enslaved. It's ruining the earth and it's ruining our lives. And here is the challenge. Our challenge for us tonight to engage and to wrestle. How do we respond to this? What is our call as followers of Jesus as we consider these issues, as we consider our brothers and sisters who have bought into these messages, and as we consider the world around us and what is happening to us? How can we be prophets that speak of an alternative hope, of a different lifestyle, of justice and peace, and the reign of the kingdom of God, where there is true hope, where there is true meaning, and where there is true purpose.